Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host. Glad to be with you. And I know that a number of you have been listening to the news with regards to what was happening in Helsinki when the president of the United States of America met with the leader of Russia. And they had their conversation, their private conversation, as well as the public conference. And I want to know, what are your thoughts about it? Do you have any concerns about how that conversation went? How that meeting in its totality went? Do you have any questions? Do you have any concerns? I know a lot of people are definitely expressing concern. I want to go back to, well, pre-presidential leader of the free world, back to the time when Donald Trump was still candidate for president, Donald Trump, having some very interesting conversations and giving a very urgent call to a country that many in America would consider still to be a sworn enemy to America. Let's go back to 2016. Listen to a bit of this conversation.
Trump courting controversy once again. The brash billionaire has basically just invited a foreign government to spy on his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton. He called on Russia to find and release the thousands of emails she didn't disclose to officials investigating how she handled classified information when she was Secretary of State.
Thank you. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
It's unclear whether Trump was joking, but he did not amuse the Clinton camp, which already believes Russia orchestrated a leak of embarrassing Democratic Party emails to help Trump. The New York Times said intelligence officials are pretty sure Moscow was behind the email theft, but not so sure if this was just routine spying or meant to influence the election. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov brushed aside suggestions it was involved.
Well, I don't want to use volatile words.
The FBI is now investigating the leak of some 19,000 emails that showed the Democratic National Committee favored Clinton over the more left-wing Bernie Sanders.
And it's important to recall that during the campaign, the 2016 campaign, Donald Trump not only urged the Russians to hack into Hillary Clinton's computers, he also urged the Russians to hack into the DNC computers. A candidate for the office of president of the United States urging a foreign government who is also considered to be the worst, one of the worst, if not the worst enemies to the United States of America, urging that foreign government to hack into the computers of his fellow citizens. I think that many of us who truly love this country would prefer that all American citizens have a greater sense of devotion to their fellow citizens than to a foreign government, members of a foreign country, especially a citizen who is also running for president of the United States of America. But then candidate Donald Trump urged the Russians to hack into Hillary Clinton's campaign computers and into the DNC computers, the Democratic National Committee's computers. A man running for president of the United States of America. Urging the leaders of a country known for causing much trouble around the world, including for the United States, to hack into the computers of his fellow citizens. And again, I know some people say, well, they weren't the same party. They were not the same party, I agree. But they are of the same country. Is this truly one nation? Or is this many nations that just happens to have one name, America, the United States, the United States of America? It has been proven now conclusively that the Russians did indeed tap into the computers of Hillary Clinton, as well as the computers of the Democratic National Party, the DNC in particular. It has been proven. And we have U.S. agencies that are saying unequivocally the hacks took place. 2016, then candidate Donald Trump urged the Russians to hack into computers of his fellow citizens. In 2018, after it has been proven conclusively that the hacks did indeed take place, we have President Donald Trump's response to the Department of Justice and others, NSA and others, who have made it clear that they know the hacking took place. The meeting in Helsinki, featuring the President of the United States of America and his response to the findings of these numerous agencies who have proven that the Russian hacking into computers of Hillary Clinton and the DNC took place.
President Trump, yes. You first. Just now, President Putin denied having anything to do with the election interference in 2016. Every U.S. intelligence agency has concluded that Russia did. My first question for you, sir, is who do you believe? My second question is, would you now, with the whole world watching, tell President Putin, would you denounce what happened in 2016, and would you warn him to never do it again?
So let me just say that we have two thoughts. You have groups that are wondering why the FBI never took the server. Why haven't they taken the server? Why was the FBI told to leave the office of the Democratic National Committee? I've been wondering that. I've been asking that for months and months, and I've been tweeting it out and calling it out on social media. Where is the server? I want to know where is the server and what is the server saying? With that being said, all I can do is ask the question. My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin.
You notice that this is in the conversation taking place just hours ago. When I say hours ago, less than 3 days ago, he's saying that his people think it was Russia. Notice he used the word, President Trump used the word, think. DOJ, NSA, and others are saying conclusively it was Russia.
He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be, but I really do want to see the server. But I have confidence in both parties. I really believe that this will probably go on for a while. But I don't think it can go on without finding out what happened to the server. What happened to the servers of the Pakistani gentleman that worked on the DNC? Where are those servers? They're missing. Where are they? What happened to Hillary Clinton's emails? 33,000 emails gone. just gone. I think in.
Isn't he doing a great job of evading the question? Because the question wasn't so much what happened to the servers of the DNC. The question posed to him was, who do you believe? Vladimir Putin, who says Russia had nothing to do with any hacks into Hillary Clinton's computers or the DNC computers or the agencies that you ultimately oversee, who say conclusively Russia did hack into the DNC computers and Hillary Clinton's computers. And he wanted to know, will you tell Vladimir Putin this should never happen again? This is to never happen again. And unable / unwilling to truly answer the question that was asked, he's trying to deflect again, as he often does, by trying to make this a DNC issue and a Hillary Clinton issue. And we know that it's been made clear that the DNC supported Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton. That was made clear. There's no argument about that. For quite some time, Hillary Clinton was investigated by the FBI. And after months and months and months of investigations, it was concluded she had done nothing criminal. We're aware of all of that. We're aware of the fact that she, like others before her, used her private servers, which was very unwise. We're aware of those, but the question that was asked of the president is, who do you believe with regards to the allegation of citizens of the United States of America, namely Hillary Clinton, namely the DNC, had their computers hacked into? Vladimir Putin says Russia did not do it. DOJ, NSA, and others say unequivocally the Russians did do it. Who do you believe, Vladimir Putin or the citizens of the United States who are trained to ferret out this information and come up with the facts and who have concluded Russia did indeed commit these hacking violations? And in the that brief moment when he did address that question, President Trump says, well, Vladimir Putin has said Russia didn't do it, and I don't see why they would have done it. I don't see why it wouldn't be true. Why would they have hacked into Hillary Clinton's computers? Why would they have hacked into the DNC computers?
To find and release the thousands of emails she didn't disclose to officials investigating how she handled classified information when she was Secretary of State.
Thank you. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
Russia, I hope you can find it. Not NSA. I hope you find it. Not FBI, continue your search. Not DOJ, continue your search. Russia, if you're listening, knowing that this is a conference call that many people around the world are going to be paying attention to, he says to Russia, Russia, if you're listening, and encourages them to hack into these computers, to find the information that will help him and that will hurt his fellow citizens, the Democrats. Not doing this, not calling on the American organizations that are tasked with this and accepting their findings once after months and months and months of investigations, they come up with a conclusion that's not satisfactory. I'm not accepting that. he encourages Russia. By the way, what did Russia come up with? We know that they hacked into Hillary Clinton's computers. We know that they hacked into the DNC computers. Did they come up with the information that Donald Trump longed for?
Hope you're able to find the.
Classified information when she was Secretary of State.
Thank you. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
Knowing that Russia has had a history of espionage, knowing that they had great capabilities of executing espionage, the then candidate for president of the United States of America urged Russia to perform espionage against his fellow citizens. And then after they had done it, after they had completed this request, by the way, the findings are, as Robert Mueller and others have searched into this, they discovered that the very day that Trump gave his call to Russia to hack into the citizens' computers, his fellow citizens' computers, Hillary Clinton, the DNC, they discovered that on that same day, those breaches occurred. The Russians actually hacked into Hillary Clinton computers, DNC computers, the very day that then candidate for president of the United States of America gave out that urgent call. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you find interestingly enough, the FBI examined copies of the data on the DNC server rather than the physical server itself. And experts are saying there's no reason to think that this would have caused them to falsely blame Russian actors for a crime that someone else committed. The evidence that Russia was responsible for 2016 hacking is extensive, says Slate. Extensive. And again, agencies here in America are saying unequivocally, they're not saying now what Donald Trump said, Dan Coats came to me, my people came to me, and they think it was Russia. They are saying unequivocally it was Russia. And Donald Trump continues to support Russia and their denials rather than support his fellow citizens, professionals, experts in the DOJ, NSA, FBI, etc., who have concluded beyond a shadow of a doubt the Russian hacking did indeed take place. The president of the United States of America, what loyalty to America.